Today's guest is an economist working for RDN. Bjorn Kollerud is his name. He's been on several times, going back to 2019. Robert D. Niehaus, RDN, is an economic consulting firm established in 1983, located in Santa Barbara, California. And they specialize in regional and resource economic analysis, market research for public, private agencies, and guys on the radio. Welcome back to Radio Real Estate, Bjorn Kollerud.
Thanks, Mark. Great to be back.
Yeah.
I could have said it better myself.
Yeah.
You have a great intro there.
Well, I kind of stole it from your overview of RDN and what we do way back in the day. And so we've talked about a lot of different topics when you've been on, usually at least once a year. And you've done a recent study on ADUs, and it was done for the city of Santa Barbara, but then other people who kind of got on board with it?
Yeah, so we worked on a project with the Santa Barbara County Association of Governments. So they recently completed a study titled Accessory Dwelling Unit Owner Survey. And we did the survey portion of the study and then handed it off to them, and they completed the analysis and the report, and it came out in the fall.
And this is the Santa Barbara County Association of Governments, you said?
Yes, exactly.
Right. I read, you know, you sent me some data that we'll discuss. And then it was another page. I don't know where I got this from. It was like I printed out three pages, a look at ADUs and who lives in them. Was that from maybe the Santa Barbara County Association of Governments? They put out something?
It could be. There's, you know, some of that information was covered in the survey and this report. That might have been a kind of a supplementary document. I haven't seen that one.
Okay. Okay, good. So you did this survey, and you sent me some notes. We kind of know, everybody knows what ADUs are. And then you got a little bit of a history where you started saying that they became popular in the early 20th century as granny flats, which today, with everything being so PC, I don't know if we can say granny flats anymore, but talk a little bit about the history and context.
Yeah, that's right. That's, I guess, kind of an outdated term. So, you know, ADUs kind of started becoming popular in California in the early 20th century as a way for, you know, kind of multi-generation families to be living on the same property. But there's really a resurgence of interest in recent years. You know, obviously everyone's well aware of the state's housing crisis. So there were a series of state laws that were enacted in 2017 and 2019 that have significantly eased the regulatory barriers to building ADUs. So that's prompted a big resurgence in the production and development of ADUs across the state. And then specifically here in Santa Barbara, there's been a lot of renewed interest in building them to address the housing crisis.
Right. That was the intent. And as we get into what they're being used for, at least you have a breakdown of the North and South County. We'll see how well and what kind of impact it's really having. Again, the guest is an economist with Robert D. Niehaus, RDN, Bjorn Kollerud. You're going to kill me. Sweden? Is that where you're from?
My father's from Norway.
Norway.
Close by.
Yeah, well, you know, if we're American.
I think you always are messing with me. You're always asking if I'm from Sweden. So, you know, it's a good prank you got on me.
Well, you know what? I would like to take credit to say that I did that intentionally. I didn't, you know, and you know, Americans were known for being ignorant of the world and, you know, Sweden, Norway, Switzerland, you know, they're all the same. Nobody cares. So, no, but I'm kidding. But I would love, I'd love to go to all three of those countries. If I was going to pick one, Sweden, Switzerland, or Norway, are they close to each other?
They're close. Yeah, Sweden and Norway are very close. They share a border. Switzerland's a bit further south. But if you could only choose one, you should certainly choose Norway.
If I was going to choose Norway, at least they're so close, I could probably do both.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Okay. They're really close.
You still have family there?
Yeah. My dad's the only one who left. So his family's still, living over there.
Okay.
So I get to go back almost every year. So,
do any of them have an ADU I could stay in while I'm there?
They do not have ADUs. They're not as popular there as they are here, believe it or not.
Okay, so they're becoming popular 2017, 2019. They ease the barriers, trying to, you know, address the housing shortage. And there was an October 2024 report. What was that about?
Yeah, so that's referencing an October 2024 report from the Office of the City Administrator. So, you know, they had a discussion of the housing crisis. They came out with a report called the Housing Crisis Ad Hoc Committee Findings and Recommendations. So, you know, the result of their findings were that there's, you know, 8,000 new units needed. This is just in the city of Santa Barbara. And primarily for low-income households. And one topic of discussion in that report is the rapid increases in rental prices that we've seen in the market in the last few years. So, you know, they're finding that it was over $4,000 for a two-bedroom unit was the median rent in Santa Barbara. So that's obviously extremely expensive and tough for a lot of people to afford. So they actually mentioned ADUs in their report as one potential remedy for the housing crisis. So they're trying to create more incentives for property owners to be building ADUs. And, you know, they're a potential piece of the puzzle because they offer anything to do without.
Okay, let me stop you. Let me stop you,
yeah.
Bjorn. All of a sudden, for some reason, we started getting every other word. Let me repeat what you just said, that the city administrator, the Office of the City Administrator, said ADUs are a potential piece to the puzzle to addressing the housing crisis because the median rental price is so high and it would allow for increased density without extensive new development. And try again. See if that was just a blip in the connection. Keep going.
Yeah, thanks. That was exactly what we were trying to say there. So, you know, they allow for increasing density without, a large-scale multifamily development in the area. So I think that's why they're, we've turned to them more for building, especially in Santa Barbara.
Turned it more to what?
Towards building ADUs the last few years in Santa Barbara. They've become so popular to build because of their ability to increase density without extensive new development.
And for the purpose of the survey, what are ADUs defined? How are they defined?
So for the purpose of the survey, we are using the definition of built on the same lot as a primary residence.
Okay. Again, for some reason.
Come off the headphones.
Oh, maybe try coming off your headphones. See if that makes any difference. From what you just said, the ADUs are defined as secondary housing units built on the same lot of a primary residence. And
exactly, yeah. How's this?
Okay. You sound better. So what did RDN, what was your survey in this?
Yeah, so we conducted this survey for the study for the Santa Barbara County Association of Governments. And there's essentially a survey of ADU owners within the county throughout all the various jurisdictions. So that includes the 8 incorporated cities in the county: Buellton, Carpinteria, Guadalupe, Goleta, Long Oak, Santa Maria, and Altman. And we were able to survey 252 ADU owners in the county. This was
now, do you have any idea? Do you have any? Boy, unfortunately, you're still cutting out. Do you have any idea? Maybe you could walk over to the window and stick your head out the window and say you're mad as hell. You're not going to take it anymore from the movie Network.
Exactly.
So you said 252. Do you have any idea out of how many ADUs that represents?
That's a good question. I don't have those figures in front of me here.
I mean, do we think they're?
Not sure how many there are.
Do we think they're thousands? And do you think they're 5,000, 10,000, or maybe just 1,000? You know, under 5,000? Or, I mean, if you can't, don't take a guess if you don't know.
No.
Yeah, it's easy for you to say. I can't hear you anyway, so you could say whatever you want.
Yeah, that makes my job a lot easier then, huh?
Yeah, there you go. We heard that loud and clear. All right, so what were some of the key findings of the survey?
Yeah, so there was a various set of questions that we asked, and we can start with kind of the use type. So one key finding for the study was that 67% of the ADUs are used for long-term rental housing. So that kind of fits into that concept that we were talking about previously about these being that kind of puzzle piece that helps address the affordability, the number of affordable rental housing units that we have throughout the county. So the other about third of the ADUs are being used for other purposes. That's, you know, main house occupancy use.
Let me stop you. We heard 67% of ADUs currently used for long-term housing, and then the third, and then we lost you. What's the remaining use? 67% of ADUs currently used for long-term housing. What's the remainder?
Yeah, so that other third is a variety of topics that could be considered short-term housing, short-term rental housing, just use for the occupants of the main house, so they can for rent.
Yeah, you just keep cutting out. I don't know if we can continue unless you could try to move to a different location. But what I heard was 67% of ADUs currently used for long-term housing, and then a third, you got a number here, 8% for short-term rentals, and maybe 24% personal spaces like home offices, gym. I imagine, too, you know, maybe a little guest house. I don't see that term guest house used anywhere here, but that's just kind of under other, maybe, other uses, personal spaces, maybe? Classify that as a guest house?
The guest house would be in the in-house occupancy use. So if they're using it for, you know, their friend or family, it would be considered for use of people living in the main house.
Okay. You know, Bourne, let's try something. Let's hang up.
Okay.
Richard has your cell phone number. Let's just call you back. Sometimes that fixes everything.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Good. So we'll call it right back. Bjorn Kollerud, RDN. Robert D. Niehaus is the name of his company. He's a local guy, employs a lot of people. And my friend Debbie worked for him for years. They love her. She's retired, but she's still going back there doing some work. Okay, you're live. You're live. You sound great. Oh, okay. So we left it with 67% ADUs, long-term housing, and then maybe 8% short-term rentals, and the 24% maybe personal spaces, home offices, gym, maybe a guest house type thing. What are the occupant relationships?
There were 28% of the occupants of the ADUs were occupied by family members of the owners. And I think it's probably unsurprising, but the people that are most likely to be living in ADUs are younger and middle-aged adults. So throughout the county, 27% are occupied by people between 18 and 29. And 34% are occupied by people between 30 and 44 years old. So primarily the younger demographic living in them.
That's interesting. I guess not surprising. Or then maybe I'm sure there's, you know, maybe some older 65 and older. Maybe it'd be, you know, the young and the the Santa Barbara expression, people who live here, the newlywed and the nearly dead.
Yeah, exactly. I haven't heard that, but that's a good one.
Oh, put that in your next report. No, I heard that when I first came here, and there's nothing.
We'll quote you when we do.
Yeah, no, I didn't make it up. And there's nothing but banks and restaurants. But it also, it's interesting disparity. You sent me this chart about the difference in the North and South County in terms of the occupancy. It looks like the South County has a higher percentage of people of 45 on up years old versus.
That's right.
I wonder why that is.
Exactly. Yeah, we didn't dig into, you know, why what's driving that, but it looks like, you know, 27% of the occupants of ADUs in South County are over 65. So at least anecdotally, one thing that I've been seeing with some of my friends starting to have kids now is sometimes their parents are trying to move to Santa Barbara and maybe live in a granny flat or something and help out with the child rearing. So
maybe another guess would be that since the North County has lower prices, maybe people over 45 already own a home, maybe more so. Maybe the home ownership rate is higher for that age bracket in the North County versus the South County. I don't know.
Yeah, certainly that could be that could be causing that for sure.
Right. So my guest is economist Bjorn Kollerud, works for RDN, Robert D. Niehaus, a local firm. We're discussing an ADU study. Or maybe the North County is just discriminating against people over 45 and they don't want them to move into their ADUs. Then you got into the rental costs between the overall and the difference between North and South County.
Yeah, so that's a, you know, kind of a good segue into it, just talking about those pricing differences between the two regions of the county. But, you know, we discussed earlier that the median rent in Santa Barbara for a two-bedroom unit is over $4,000. So it's really helpful for us to understand the effects on the market when we can see how these ADUs are priced. So throughout the whole county, the median rent for ADUs is $2,000. And there is that distinction between North and South County. The median rent in the North County was $1,800 for the ADUs, and it was $2,300 for units in the South County.
Boy, that's a big percentage.
Certainly, yeah. I think that's pretty in line with rental between North and South County in general. It's quite a bit higher rents in the South.
Oh, okay. Okay, so it's obviously it's not going to change all that much, so it's commensurate or it's similar. And then you had a price, of course, renting to family members. Suddenly the rent goes way down.
Yeah, exactly. So that's one thing the study found is it was more common for people in the North to be rented to family members. And the average rent for those kind of setups was around $1,100. So quite a big discount. Obviously, it makes sense if you're renting to someone in your family.
Right. Very, very interesting study. Let's see. And finally, you had something about overall affordability.
Yeah. So one of the sections of the report that the Santa Barbara County Association of Governments wrote was discussing affordability. So the most recent American Community Survey data comes from 2022, and the median household income for the county was $92,332. That would make a maximum monthly affordable rent amount of $2,308. So that would be 30% of a family's income. So, you know, that's above the $2,000 median rent that was surveyed from the ADUs in this study.
Excellent.
So there are still, you know, affordability issues for lower income households. You know, if we look at those kind of lower brackets, if you're looking at 50 to 80% of median income, that bumps down to $1,846. Per month. So, you know, obviously a lot of these ADUs are going to be above that.
Right. So, I mean, I don't know if this was addressed in the study, but I don't know if you have a gut feel for this, but, you know, will ADUs really, do you think they're going to help with the housing crisis in terms of the cost and the number of units?
Yeah. I mean, it seems like they're helping just in the sense that they're adding additional units to the rental market, and we have such a shortage of housing in general. It's such a supply issue right now that it's you know, it would be hard to think that they wouldn't be helping. Are they going to solve the crisis alone? I wouldn't think so. You know, just referencing that report that the city did and then mentioned earlier, you know, they're saying that we're 8,000 units short in Santa Barbara City alone. So that's a big number, and that's not going to be all coming
from ADUs, but they're certainly helping.
They're certainly, as my first sales manager told me, it's better than a sharp stick in the eye. My guest has been Bjorn Kollerud from Norway, and also by way of RDN, Robert D. Niehaus, here locally. You know, a lot of other cultures, if we could ever find out how many ADUs there are in the North and South County, if I can give you some homework, that would be great. A lot of other cultures and countries have more blended families taking care of parents. So I don't know if that's true in Norway. You mentioned there's, you know, not a lot of ADUs over there. Maybe do they have parents living with them as they age?
They have certainly better access to childcare. That's covered, so it's a little bit less burden on the families. They have also some more time available for paternity and maternity leave. So I think it's a bit easier. They're relying less on the family for those for those efforts.
Okay. Well, please contact some of your relatives in Norway and set me up with a place to stay.
Yeah, we'll get the guest room fired up for you.
All right, Bjorn Kollerud from RDN, Robert D. Niehaus, thanks for bringing it to the table. Sounded great. It was a good idea to call you back, so everything went well. Thank you so much, Bjorn. It's good to talk to you.
Always a pleasure, Mark. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you so much for your time. Thank you. Okay. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. So we will have a segment for me to try to catch up on some information for you. Did a mass email, got some interesting feedback on some terms. And do you know, we've talked about the National Association of Realtors settlement with the Department of Justice. I discovered there are 12 words, nothing to do with fair housing, the words you can't use, like we can't use family room anymore, but there's 12 others you can't use. I'll tell you what they are. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.